Hello, everyone. Yesterday was a good victory for us. I think it's important for our team that we win games like this. We fight, we come back from a tough situation and go down and score. You know, we're trying to develop a mindset of a tough, smart, physical football team that will stand up to any kind of adversity that we can. And when we have opportunities to take steps like that, I think it's good for not only our mindset, but the way that we continue to practice and work. I know I gave Alex and his grandfather a ball, but after watching tape, I gave one to Anthony Barr, too. Okay, questions.
Mike, Chad Greenway was saying that he thought that the defensive scheme fits Barr's talents in that you give him a little bit of opportunity to do multiple things, a little defensive end, a lot of linebacker. I mean, what has kind of led to the faith that you've shown in him to handle multiple responsibilities and do it so well?
I don't know. It's kind of the vision that we had for the player when we drafted him. You'd have to ask Chad about the scheme fit. I don't know. We just try to get players to do what we ask them to do, and I think he'd probably fit in a lot of schemes.
Coach, you've seen a lot of defensive rookies in your years. Where does Barr rank in terms of just a young guy being able to kind of splash this early?
Well, it's hard to rank guys, but I'm trying to think the best rookie I ever had, defensive rookie. Probably DeMarcus Ware, and he was a transition guy too, going from defensive end in college to linebacker. But Anthony's done a great job, and as I've said before, he's very, very talented. But I think the thing I love the most about him is the way he studies when we're in here in meetings. He takes a lot of notes. He's very prideful about not making the same mistake twice, and and he continues to get better. But he wants to be very, very good. And the other thing, as I said before, there's a lot of other people helping him.
Do you see any similarities with him and Ware?
No, I don't like to compare guys like that. I mean, They're all different guys. Obviously, DeMarcus is a fantastic player, and it's only been 8 games for Anthony, so we'll hold on the Canton votes for a while.
He said that he.
What did you see from Sharif after assessing the tape?
I thought he played well. He played well. He's getting better rushing quarterback. He moves better against the running game yesterday. He's a guy that continually tries to do the best he can, and he's helping us play good defensively too.
He was talking about how he feels like this is fitting him better than last year's. How much has he grown into that in terms of what you want him to do technique-wise?
It's really hard for me to comment about last year's scheme and what they did. We always try to figure out what these guys can do good, and I think Coach Patterson is doing a great job coaching him. I think Sharif would probably tell you that. I think our guys are learning the things that we're trying to teach them, and hopefully it continues to show on Sundays.
Mike, do you find yourself more impressed by a guy like Barr, who's a transition guy, or do you find them to be more moldable? Because they're learning, and apparently they're at this level, they're talented. But how do you see that?
Well, that's a good question. I think I'm impressed with the way he's been able to adapt to moving to a new position. But one of the reasons why I like young guys is because I like to be able to teach them what I want them to know, and not what they've known in the past. I'm not saying what I'm teaching is right or wrong. It's just the way we do it. And we're able to get them thinking the way that we think, and I think that helps everywhere around.
So
that he had three or four minuses after looking at the tape. Is there a similarity between any of them, like a common thread, things he needs to improve?
No. I mean, usually when he makes mistakes, he improves. Everybody's going to have three or four minuses. That's pretty low for however 70 plays he played or whatever it was. But he keeps working on the things that he needs to get better at. And, you know, he had a great rush, hit the quarterback down by about their 10-yard line. There was one rush he wasn't as good, so I guess that might have been a minus. But, you know, we're pretty happy with Anthony, and we'll just keep trying to get him better each week.
I know you weren't around last year, but when you came in, what did you observe from last year's defense, you know, moving forward, that said, hey, we can have a pretty good defensive unit? What made you kind of confident that you could be good defensively this season?
This is the honest to gosh truth. When I went to Cincinnati, they weren't very good defensively. I looked at the tapes just like I did looked at the tapes here, but I don't ever have a preconceived idea on what we can be or what we can't be until we get out on the field and watch them and see how they learn and see how they do those things. We did bring in quite a few players. You know, Linville Joseph has come in, and Captain Munnerlin, and Anthony Barr, and Shamar Stephan. This is a different group, you know, and a bunch of guys that didn't play last year, from what I understand. Sharif and Everson and Jasper Brinkley wasn't here. I mean, so I try not to look at those things and then figure out where we can be. It's really all about each week, and, you know, we've played 8 games. We still have a long way to go to be where I want to get to.
Games, where did you expect this defense to be?
I have no idea. I honestly had no idea. I know I'm not trying to give you the media answer. We just go about each week, and I know my expectations, and I try to get the players to understand the expectations and how you can be a good defensive football team or a good overall football team, and you know what I think is important to doing those things. So I don't ever go in saying, you know, just like the record, you know, I don't think, okay, we're going to be this record, or we're going to be this good on defense, or we're going to be that good on offense. It's each week is a different week in the NFL.
The touchdown drive, the first 4 plays, you know, running the ball, you have to get 2 tight ends a couple times, fullback. Was that a point in the game where you thought maybe you or Norv thought maybe it's just get back to our roots, kind of what we want to be like, kind of a force your way down the field type of team?
Yeah, I think that we ran the ball good in that situation. And then we also, when they start loading up like that, I think you got to take some shots too. And we tried to do that a couple times, but we didn't hit them. But we have to continue to do some of those things. We got to be able to hit some shots down the field in order to get some people to back off us a little bit too.
Like, did Teddy see something in the 29-yard run? It looked like he changed the player. He called into the player. He did something.
We did check. There was a check based on a look that we got.
Charles Johnson, what does he bring to your offense? Is that kind of a Jerome Simpson style player?
Speed, size, flexibility, and the things he can do.
Be a contributor right away, this early anyway?
Well, when we brought him in, we did, yes.
Is this kind of what you envision with the defensive line here, the way they're playing maybe the last 3 games here coming along?
I like the way they've played the last 3 weeks. Talk to me at the end of the season and I'll tell you what I think. But because it's still a long way to, you know, there's a long way to go. I never look at defensive rankings or anything like that until at least Thanksgiving. I think by then you kind of know what you are. But I hope we can get better than what we are now.
What do you like from what you've seen out of Chase Ford of late, and how long did it kind of take him to get in the, back in the groove after having the foot injury?
He's doing a good job catching the football and using some of his athleticism. He's trying hard as a blocker, so that's one area that he has to continue to improve. And then it probably did take him a little bit longer just to have some confidence in his foot and what it, where he's at from there.
Is there a common thread in some of these long passes that, that Teddy's missed on? That, I mean, is he not stepping into it or anything that, that you can...
We looked at all those things real hard today, and Norv and I looked at them a lot last night. Not really, no. I mean, some of them been outside, some have been inside. He'll hit them.
Did you see anything in training camp to indicate that might be a struggle, or do you think the sacks, you know, a few games ago have gotten to him at all?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think there's any significance in the production you're getting from three rookies with Bridgewater, Barr, and McKenna?
Yeah, the GM did a good job picking. It's nice to have these young guys. Looks like they're going to be good football players, and we'll still see. You know, I have a lot of confidence in all three of them. I think Jarek has done a good job. I've said this before, but the last few weeks, the physicality that he's running with is impressive. There was a couple times yesterday when he made holes himself.
The sack standout for Everson Griffin, obviously, but are you seeing a pretty well-rounded guy? And I mean, not just a pass rushing specialist with the way that he's playing.
Yeah, he's honest. He made a great play on the screen yesterday. He played that reverse, was a terrific play. And then he's been doing a really good job in the running game too. So I feel like his game is improving. You know, sometimes you get labeled when you get some sacks, you get labeled as a pass rusher. But as you know, that's not what we're about. We're about playing team defense and playing the run when it's a run and pass. And some of these sacks that he's getting are because Sharif Floyd flushed him or Tom Johnson beat the guy inside and pushed him to him. But he has great effort and motor, and then he's also had some really good rushes too. But you know, I don't know, maybe I'm just old school, but I believe that when you get sacks, a lot of it's not you just beat one guy one-on-one, because and it happens, but you know, a lot of times the ball gets out, but when you sacks, it's generally because he's holding the ball a little bit, and then something happens, and the ball comes back to you. So I think for the most part, we're doing a good job on the back end too. And, you know, maybe we're getting the quarterback to hold it a little bit longer than he wants to.
What's the status with Cordero's ankle?
He's fine. He had a bruise. He'll be fine. He's out of the boot today.
What is... Go ahead.
I was going to say, special teams, you mentioned yesterday, some of the penalties there. You plan on making changes in some of those units?
Possibly. We had a long talk today with me and the team about some of these things that are causing us to not give them the opportunity to win football games. And so we'll continue to look at it. I think they understand the message pretty clear right now, so we'll see.
And then Jeff Locke with some of those punts that ended up in the end zone. What happened on those? The wind a factor? You just get into it too much?
I really think Jeff's a good punter. I really do. I think he's a very, very good punter. I think maybe he tries to be too precise sometimes, and I think he probably understands what I'm looking for now too.
That confidence that maybe Blair gives you as a coach, just the way that he's consistent and kind of handles even those kind of the situations where they try to ice him.
Yeah, Blair's a terrific kicker. He's really a terrific kicker. He does a lot of really, really good things. Obviously, he's a great field goal kicker, but he helps us with field position by kicking the ball out. He can do a lot of things with the football. But, yeah, I have a lot of confidence in him.
Special teams meeting something that you do every week, or is this a special
week? This was a
week?
Team meeting. I wanted to make sure everybody on the team understood.
Time for two more.
Michael Mahdi had a big hit later in the fourth quarter. What does that kind of thing on special teams do for the defense that's about to take the field?
Well, I think anytime you get a big hit, it's guys get excited about it, and he obviously did on that kickoff. But again, other guys forced the ball to him where he was supposed to be. So.
How's Lab doing, and how do you look at who's going to be your starting right guard?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet, but I think we'll see how practice goes this week.
All right.
Okay, thank you.